As I sat in Eric Olson's house and listened to his story, I remembered that I had heard Sidney Gottlieb's name mentioned before, in some other faraway context. Then it came to me. Before General Stubblebine came along, the secret psychic spies had another administrator, Sidney Gottlieb. It took me a while to remember this because it seemed so unlikely. What was someone like Sidney Gottlieb, a poisoner, an assassin, albeit a not particularly good one, the man indirectly responsible for the death of Frank Olson, doing in the middle of this other funny psychic story? It seemed remarkable to me that the organizational gap in the intelligence world between the light side, psychic supermen, and the dark side, covert assassinations, has been so narrow. But it wasn't until Eric showed me a letter his mother received out of the blue on 13 July 1975 that I began to understand just how narrow it was. The letter was from the Diplomat Motor Hotel in Ocean City, Maryland. It read, "Dear Mrs. Olson, after reading the newspaper accounts on the tragic death of your husband, I felt compelled to write to you. At the time of your husband's death, I was the assistant night manager at the Hotel Statler in New York, and was at his side almost immediately after his fall. He attempted to speak, but his words were unintelligible. A priest was summoned, and he was given the last rites. Having been in the hotel business for the last 36 years, and witnessed innumerable unfortunate incidents, your husband's death disturbed me greatly, due to the most unusual circumstances of which you are now aware. If I can be of any assistance to you, please do not hesitate to call upon me. My heartfelt sympathy to you and your family. Sincerely, Armand D. Pastore, General Manager." The Olsons did phone Armand Pastore to thank him for his letter, and it was then that Pastore told them what happened in the moments after Frank had died in his arms on the street at 2 a.m. Pastore said he went back inside the hotel, and he spoke to the telephone switchboard operator. He asked her if any calls had been made from Frank Olson's room. She said that there was just one call, and she had listened into it. It was very short. It was made immediately after Frank Olson went out of the window. The man in Frank Olson's room said, "Well, he's gone." The voice on the other end of the phone said, "That's too bad." And then they both hung up. This is the end of CD 6. The book continues on CD 7.